Hey Jesse, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Friday?
How are you?
I've been great. How you been?
Oh, all right.
Thank God it's Friday, right? Finally made it, man.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you a follow-up call. We spoke a while back regarding first page placement on Google for your business, plus the Facebook ads. Do you remember the conversation?
Yeah.
Awesome. So have you considered it since the last time we talked?
Well, I've thought about it a lot. I just, I'm just not sure if I'm quite, well, I'm getting closer to being financially ready for it. I just don't want to start something and then not be able to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Right. So with this, like, I try to let my clients know, with the program, right, don't look at it like a bill where you just spend money and it goes away. It's making you a profit, right? Because you have the Facebook ads, you're on the first page of Google.
That's what I plan on. Like, any business I got from that, I was going to put the money back into that.
Exactly.
The first thing.
Exactly. And it's a tax write-off for your company. I mean, sky's the limit, right? Showing on that first page of Google and also your Facebook ads attracting new clients, right? Those are really like the main places people look for any service, especially Google.
There was someone else calling me and they were saying, giving me a price on like stuff. And they said, so their prices were by the mile, and I was like, well, that ain't going to work for me because, I mean, most of the customers that I got off the home advisory thing was almost 100 miles away.
Right. Yeah.
And because, like I said, the local customers around here, most of them aren't going to...
They already know you. Yeah.
Or call me because they're going to do it themselves or just not do it.
Right. So ours, the 100-mile radius, we're able to cover in that rate, and you're getting, the Facebook ads. You're showing on that first page of Google. You get the 60 online directories. We'll optimize your website, too, to make it look a lot nicer. And you have the tracking system to be able to see all your results, So, again, that's at a set flat monthly rate of just $249 a month.
That $249?
Yes, sir.
And how many months did you say it takes before it really starts to...
Yeah, so here's the full timeline. We say 30 to 45 days for full optimization.
Okay, that's what
okay?
I thought. That's what
yeah,
I thought.
But 3 to 5 days, your website's up and running, okay? Also, you're submitted to 60 online directories. 7 to 10 days, your Facebook ads are launched. That's usually when the traction starts, like the phone calls, et cetera. And also your Google listing is live. For you to rank on the first page of Google for all 15 keyword phrases, we say to give it 30 to 45 days, but we like to under-promise and over-deliver,
Yeah, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Because where I'm dilemma is I am, my phone's broken. The screen shattered and I've been trying to get a new phone.
Okay.
So I was trying to get a new phone and set it up with a business. So I had two numbers, my personal and business number.
Mm-hmm.
But
so we can actually help you with that too. Okay, but we can't help you with the phone cracked, right?
Yeah.
you gotta go to your phone carrier.
Yeah.
But What we can do is we provide business lines at no additional charge, where what happens is when they call that business line, it forwards to your cell phone, and it's a lead from Google or Facebook because it's coming through on your business line, okay? So we can help you with that, and it makes it easier than having to have two phones and two phone bills, right? You can keep the same phone, and you just have the business line forward to your cell phone, That way you know
exactly
when it's a client.
Exactly. That's, I like that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other good features with that. Like, for one, it blocks off robocalls and spam calls from coming through to you.
Oh,
so, you know, those,
no, that's what I that's
yeah.
what I get all day. That's why I usually don't answer my damn phone. Until
we block them, because the thing is, the robo-dialers, they don't have a way. It's just a robo-dialer, right? So they don't have
yeah.
a way to bypass the call greeting. So what it does is it eliminates those calls completely. And there's other features where you're able to, like, it records the calls for you, too. If you were, like, a big corporation and you had somebody monitoring them or something for quality assurance, you know. Some of my clients use the recording, some don't. Mainly, it's used, like, let's say they give you an address and you forgot it or didn't write it down. Instead of calling the client and saying, hey, oh, I forgot your address, you could just go to the quick call recording and it has it right on there, you know? So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. And that's included at no additional charge, too.
Oh, sweet, yeah. Let's do it. I'll try it for a couple months. I got to try it for a couple months because there's no sense in doing it for just a month because that's about when I'll take off.
Well,
and
you
I
know,
understand that part.
We're confident the results you even see in the first month, you'll stick this out, and that's why we make it month-to-month, no contracts, you know? So let me make sure nothing's changed. So you're still going 100 miles out? Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And services, you're still doing, like, pressure washing, concrete cleaning, exterior cleaning,
yep.
etc. Okay, perfect. Yep. And you still have the domain qshinepressurewash.com?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm not even, I don't even know how the website,
it's pretty plain Jane, man. It's like kind of,
yeah.
yeah, so we're going to optimize that for you. So we'll walk you through how to add us on as manager to the, domain. So you still own it, we just manage it.
Into the website.
Then we could purchase you a whole new domain if you can't get into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's just
yeah.
do that.
Okay, so we'll purchase a whole new domain then. All right. And I'll send you real quick to you an example of a current client's website. That way you can see, like, it's a major difference than what you have now.
Is that
it?
All right. Okay.
All right. So I got all that situated. The best email for you, is it still the quantumshinepressurewashing@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right. And do you still have my contact info, or should I resend that to you?
Yeah, resend it. But I think all right. I got it.
All right. You'll get it via email, and I'm sending it via text message as well, okay? So
okay.
I'm like your go-to guy. You have any questions, want to make changes, just call me directly, all right? All right. Now, for the billing information, I have a card on file for you. It's the one ending in 0731. Is that the same card you want to use?
No.
Okay. So, the billing address for the card you want to use, is it the P.O. Box 237, Redmond?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. And is the name on the card Jeff C. James, or is it different?
No, it's the same.
All right, awesome. That's an awesome name. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
4680 1800 1844
Okay.
And 7564
All right. Expiration?
0825
All right. And the CVC code?
170
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. So if it sounds like I'm reading a script on this part, it is. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Quantum Shine Pressure Washing.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jesse James, owner, operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is September 30th, 2022, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So I could stop sounding like a robot, you know? So the next step is scheduling your client interview. This is where they're just going to go over with you, like, your website, how you want that to look. They'll get your Facebook ad set up for you, and they're going to go through your keyword phrases, okay? Now, the soonest time, they only have two slots left for today. They have a 12 o'clock and a 2 o'clock. What works best for you?
The 2 o'clock.
Okay, awesome. So let me book that in. You're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second. It will say Local Splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, Jesse, you're going to be automatically triggered an email reminder and a text reminder as well. And they will be calling you from that 877 number I texted you. Are you able to see it, though, on the screen or no?
Yeah, I can see it. It's just really cracked. I mean, I can still see.
Okay. So when you get a chance, save that in your phone. If you want, if you have like a pen and paper ready, I could give it to you verbally just to make sure you have it.
Oh, I can see it.
You can see it? Okay, awesome, awesome. Yeah. Remember, my extension to you is 711, all right?
Okay.
Now, a couple more questions for you for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Text generally, because okay. I can, like a phone call, if I'm out doing something, I usually don't take.
Okay, so I'll put text preferred. Just keep in mind that client interview will be via phone call. If you're on the road or something, it's no worries. You don't have to be in front of a computer, okay?
Okay.
All right, now one other thing, since you're getting the business line, okay, we're going to provide you, it's called a Splash Call app, okay? The app will track all your calls coming through to you along with your dashboard, your tracking system. But the cool thing with the app, like let's say a client calls you from Google on your business line. From the app, you're able to text them from that same business line. Does that make sense?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So they'll send you it's called a Splash Call app, and they'll walk you through how to download it. You'll get email instructions on it as well. And let me see. Hold on. I think we have a video on how to use it. Well, let me send you the video for the dashboard so you have that one. Super easy, though. And then let me find the app one real quick. Splash Call app. Huh. I'm going to send you the request form for the activation, but I guess it doesn't, they don't have a video on how to use it. If you ever have any questions, though, it's pretty easy. You can always call me and I can walk you through it. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to send that all to you right now. In terms of the domain too, they're going to go over with you like domain options that are available, and we purchase the domain for you. It's included. So it's no additional charge. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, what is an additional charge? I think it's like $18 or something, is a Google Workspace, which is like a business email. So for example, if your website domain is like quantumshinepressurewashing.com, they can make you an email that says jesse@quantumshinepressurewashing.com. So they'll go over that with you in the client interview too. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Oh, for payment integration, do you have a, what is it called? Oh man, I'm losing my train of thought. Oh, PayPal. Do you have a PayPal business account?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay. So what we can do, and this is optional, on the website, we can integrate your PayPal business account. That way you can accept credit cards and PayPal directly from your website too. Okay?
Okay, I'm not sure about that. Because I went to do that once with like the QuickBooks.
QuickBooks, okay.
Self-employed.
Uh-huh.
Like I got that. And if I, like, added the thing to do payments, they take a percentage, and it was an ungodly percentage.
We don't take any percentage on top of what PayPal does. So I think PayPal is, like, 2% for Visa and Master, and it's, like, 3% for Amex, something like that. So whatever your percentage is through PayPal, that's all that it is. So we don't add anything on top of it.
Yeah, that Home Advisory, it went changed to Angie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I quit that. I haven't paid. I canceled because
they charge you for every lead, regardless.
Well, yeah. They started to make it to where they want to collect payment from the person, the client, and then pay you. I'm like, no, that ain't gonna happen.
Right. No, we don't do that at all. So I'm just going to put you're not sure about it at this time, but because you could always add it too in the future if you wanted your PayPal business linked to your website. I'll send
I mean,
you
a... I see where it would be a lot of help, like as far as showing like income and stuff.
Oh, well, so I just sent you an example of a current client's website that has that on it. That way you could see what it looks like. Basically, I'm pulling it up right now.
So that's where I'm having trouble trying to get a loan on like a box truck or something is proof of income. And I mean, I just get checks and I don't even go to a bank to cash them because I don't have, well, I got a bank account with Varo, but. Yeah.
Right. So PayPal, yeah, it would help because you have all those records, right? But you'll see the example I sent you. In the bottom right, they're able to put a description, the amount, and then it just takes them to your PayPal, your Venmo, or they could use a credit or debit card, powered by PayPal, right? So it's just an option for you, and I'll have the technician team, I'll have them go over it more in detail with you. So you can do it, or you could leave it off. I'd say half of my clients use it, half don't, you know? So. It's really your preference, but it's included at no additional charge if you wanted that added. All right.
Oh, sweet.
All right. Now, emails. We sent you two more emails. One's going to be they're both from Local Splash Support. One is your welcome email, just welcoming you aboard. And the other is your initial invoice. Do you see those in your inbox now?
Yeah.
Okay. So do me a favor, pull up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And let me pull it up to.
Okay, give me just one sec.
All right. Yeah, take your time. I know you're working with a crack phone too, so.
Yeah.
My phone is actually a little cracked right now. It's like cracking more and more, so I gotta get a new one too. I drop that thing all the time.
Okay, let's see. Initial invoice.
Yes. So when you pull it up, the fifth line down, there should be a hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Okay, so go ahead and click that link, and that's going to take you to the screen that says local splash terms of experience. This will have all your services listed. So everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you, okay? At the bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you've read everything and you do that, right, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. Just let me know when you're on that screen, and it will let me generate a password for you. That's for your tracking system. Yeah.
So push confirm signature?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, please check the box above.
Yeah. Exterior cleaning.
Okay, username and password.
All right, so let me, hold on, I was just getting your notes over your tech, so let me jump back over here. So the username's really easy to remember. It's your cell phone. So it's just your phone number. The password, I'm going to generate a random one for you now. You can always change it in your settings later if you'd like. All right, so the password is all lowercase letters, all one word, PPC. Like, pay Charlie, right? Mobile. MOBILE. I'm texting it to you right now too, so you have it.
Okay. And then just push login?
Just push login. Yes, sir. And I sent you the login credentials. This isn't for the app. This is for your tracking system. So when you log into it, it's going to tell you to connect your Google listing. Don't worry about that right now. They're going to do that in the client interview, okay? Also, it has your promoted URL. That's going to be changed. We're going to purchase you a whole new domain, so don't worry about that stuff. What I do want you to see, though, is where it says business info. If you click on that, it's going to take you to all your business information, which is pretty blank right now. They have to add everything in, the keywords, the hours, et cetera. But if you scroll all the way to the bottom, what you could get a jump on is adding your photos, right? Like your before and afters. Mm. That way we can have them ready to go for the website, Facebook, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
Now, play around with this thing, too, because it has, like, Facebook ads, you're tracking for that. It has Google Insights. So it shows you, like, how many searches, clicks, calls, everything that's happening with everything we're doing, okay? And, again, you will have an app, too, that it's pretty cool. It takes zero battery, okay? And it will show you everything that's coming through your business line, and you're able to text or call people from that business line as well. You just have to go into the app, okay?
All right.
All right? All right, so any questions for me?
Well, if I referred someone to you, do I get any?
You do. You do. So let's say you refer somebody and by their second payment, so 1 month out, right, you are credited a free month of service.
Okay. Because I got a friend that runs a service truck and he paid $400 for a website, and he got Jude.
A service truck. What type of service is it? Is it like hauling
for
or
semis?
For semis. Okay, so semi truck.
I don't know if you do that or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if it'd be a good fit.
Roadside services is what it is.
But say it again.
Roadside services.
Roadside services. We do. Okay. So he's doing like 24-hour roadside assistance, towing, Okay, yeah, we definitely can work with that. Give me a second here. Let me get his info from you. I'm just going to create an account. What's his phone number?
Give me just 2 seconds.
All right.
Four three five two eight seven eight six two two.
All right. Yep. Give me a sec here. I'm just creating a profile for him, so I have it here. Let me add it in your file too, so we know who he is. All right, refresh. All right, what's his name?
Chad.
Chad, all right. And do you know the business name?
Interstate Roadside, or no, I'm down.
I'll get it from him. Yeah, I'll get it from him, no problem. I'll just put Interstate Roadside for now. And is he in the same area?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so same area as you, perfect. Let me put that to Richmond, Utah. All right. And so he's doing towing, roadside assistance. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send this over to our tech team, make sure it doesn't conflict with any other client we're using, okay? And if you can, just talk to him about it. And do you know what time's usually good for him, or is it kind of like hit or miss?
Probably like 11.
Okay, probably like 11. All right, so it's 11:13 now. So I'll call him around 12 o'clock, okay? That way I could get feedback. And then if he's unavailable, I'll just reach back out, and I'll let you know how it goes too, because if he signs up by his second payment, right, you get credited a free month of service. So I'll make sure you get that too.
I'll call him and tell him to expect a call around 12.
Perfect, perfect. I'll make sure I call it 12 for sure, okay? Regardless if I have feedback from the tech side or not, but they're really quick on getting me that, so it should be good, okay?
Okay.
All right, so any questions on the program?
Nope.
All right, awesome. So I'm going to get these notes over to your tech and expect that call. It's going to be between 2 and 3 from our 877 number, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Congratulations. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.